Turn your great idea into a reality with Squarespace. Squarespace makes it easier than ever to launch your passion project, whether you're showcasing your work, selling products of any kind. With beautiful templates and the ability to customize just about anything, you can easily make a beautiful website yourself. And if you do get stuck, Squarespace 24/7 award-winning customer support is there to help.
Blah, blah, blah.
Well, head to squarespace.com/improv for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code. What's the word?
Ability.
What?
Ability.
Ability?
Yeah.
That's a big word for you to say. Actually, the word is improv, folks, not ability. Improv is an ability, but use the offer code improv. IMPROG. V to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the UCB Franklin Theater. Please welcome to the stage, Matt Besser.
Yeah, welcome to Probably Humans, the best elves of Santa's workshop. Gavin, Gimber licking, Sansy time. And me, Maddie B. Hey, guys, welcome. Everybody's got a pretty good seat.
I feel so exposed.
You guys don't have great seats over there. I'm sorry. Is that one empty? No.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry. You got a bad view. But it's a podcast, so you can close your eyes, really. Should we just turn down the lights?
Yeah,
just
turn
so
them off.
The Let's full podcast yeah. experience? No. So how many of you guys have seen what we were playing pre-show, Frosty Returns? Raise your hand if you have. I can't. Let me see the audience. I can't see them. That means house lights up. Thanks there. No one has seen it before? Just you? That's crazy. It's on every year. I mean, it's terrible, but it's on every year.
Is it a sequel to Frosty the Snowman?
Yeah, so let's get a little taste. Let's just start. Can we start from the beginning so these guys can see it? And just seeing the first 2 minutes says it all to me. So we'll start it over again. This was made in 1992 by Broadway Video Productions. Let's get some audio. Jonathan Winters is the narrator.
Want to really see the country? Take a bus or hop a train. Ride a bike. Me, I'm an old-fashioned.
This might have been Jonathan Winters' last project.
Snowflakes.
There he is, cartoon Jonathan Winters.
So long as you pack light, I mean, and wear at least 3 layers of undies, it's a lovely way to spend a winter.
One of the most famous improvisers ever, arguably. All right, so we think we're going to the town where we left off the last Frosty story. Wouldn't we think that? Because it returns. So he returned to the same place, right? Isn't that implying? Jan Hooks, Andrea Martin, Brian Doyle Murray.
Great cast so far.
Yeah, man. These are all...
Elizabeth Moss.
Yeah. This is all
Holy
92.
God.
Jonathan Goodman is Frosty.
What the? The music by Mark Mothersbaugh.
Yeah, Devo made the fucking music.
Produced by Eric Casamenda.
Oh, Bill Melendez, who got killed by the Menendez brothers.
Mr. Randy and Beansville. Nice little town. Plenty of parking space.
Okay, we got to just introduce the characters before we turn this off. All right.
There's nothing like the first snow of the season. And believe you me, nobody loves it any more than the folks of Beansboro. They've got
now,
this
did Beansboro, where the original story took place, my guess is no.
Snow cone.
Josh, can you fact check that for
might
me?
Might not happen this year. Well, I...
Now, look, is this Clifford? No, I'm not joking. That's Clifford, right?
On the ground already, and you
Clifford
know what
was
that
a big
means.
Red dog.
Yeah. What color was that, brown?
That's yeah.
Now,
brown
freeze. Dog. Freeze it. Do you mind? Freeze it.
Oh, yeah, these are the...
Peanuts.
Those are fake peanuts.
Yeah, he did not say a fake penis, folks. He said fake peanuts.
No, I did say fake penis.
They're a bunch of dildos. All right, but that's why I said, did that dog look like Clifford? And you're like, no, Clifford's red. That's the beginning of things being stolen from other cartoons in Frosty Returns.
I think it's like parodies of them.
Is it?
I don't think so. I think it's pastiche, if anything. They're just totally ripping it off and not calling attention to it. But let's keep going, because we're about to...
One giant pillow fight.
So these people, they're all drawn like the Peanuts characters. The exactly.
So almost white. Better, I would say.
It's 92. This is a great song, but... You hear this song on the radio all the time, every Christmas.
Fucking Mother's Bow.
We love the snow. On that. All right, I'm sorry it's taking long to get to the original characters. We just have to meet these two. Okay.
Holly, why aren't you playing outside?
His hair is just a mustache.
Neither was I, but it's excellent. Let's go inside and make a fertility goddess. Maybe later. Right now we've got to wear it for the winter carnival. Not again. Charles, if I'm going to
freeze,
perform for
freeze,
the
freeze.
Round,
his name is Charles. His name is Charles. He's fucking Charlie Brown with a mustache on his head.
Charlie Brown doesn't wear glasses.
And that bear is giving everybody the finger.
Remember the
see the bear giving everybody the finger?
No. It is. That's Lorne Michaels saying, fuck you, I spent $100 writing this script. But look at his, remember the girl that had a crush on Charlie Brown that was a nerd? Didn't she have those same glasses and no eyeballs? He stole that girl's glasses and put a toupee on it, and that's fucking Charlie Brown. She's calling him Charles, and that's fucking Peppermint Patty. All right, that's enough of this. It goes on and on. They steal things left and right. It's not a parody.
It seems like a joke.
It's made by... I looked this up. It's made by the same company that made Peanuts. So they just... The dude who drew these, like, I only know how to draw things one way.
Everybody just phoned it in that project.
Oh, my God, yes. The
Mother's
guy that
Ball.
Made...
I mean, Mother's Ball was written some great music.
There's no way he wrote that song.
No, he probably wrote music, maybe interstitial music, and then but
yeah,
yeah, okay, yeah, a whole.
I don't know, but just
have
think
you
about
watched
how
the movie
over my daughter's shoulder?
If you can't tell Mother's Bow over your daughter's shoulder, then you're not a Devo fan.
This is my point. Just like that first song, that was terrible on every level.
You want a hot number
to
start
snow.
The whole show, yeah. I can use less snow, I think that's what it's called.
Did you see where those three apartments, how close they were next to each other in that one? You know what I'm talking about? The front
yeah,
porch?
Yeah, they were like
it was
motels.
A motel, yeah.
Oh, was it? Well, the middle apartment made no sense to me. The hallway must have been so fucking long, right? To get to, like, the back of the apartment.
We cut to the writer's room, and this writer's been going on about just that one specific for 2 hours. Okay, man, I get it. I think we need to focus on the song.
Well, I think we owe it to the audience to see the inside of that guy's apartment, you know?
But we've been arguing about shotgun apartments versus
what if we just
condos.
Made the doors farther apart? Does that solve it for you?
The doors farther apart?
If we just make it seem like they're normal-sized houses, maybe have two normal-sized houses instead of three.
I mean, that's fine, but then we're just not doing it out of fear. And
guys,
I don't think that's...
we have two... Like, we got two lyrics to I Love Snow at this point. I love snow. I love snow. And that's not even... shouldn't count as two lyrics.
What if in the middle of that song... As we go by that apartment, we zoom in on his face. We zoom in on his face, and he says, "Oh, hello. You're probably wondering what's going on with my apartment."
Who's saying this?
The man.
The old man. The middle of the song?
Yeah.
Well, we could erase the walls, and it'll be like a house, like a big house.
Is there three doors?
Yeah. They're like, you know, one would go into a hallway, but we can't see the hallway.
We cut to the middle of the song, and this is actually cut out of Frosty Returns, but it was in the original director's cut, which made the director's cut an hour and a half with just this scene in the middle of the song. I love snow. I love snow.
Oh, hello. You're probably wondering about my apartment. Well, come inside. You notice I'm the oldest of the three characters in these apartments.
You hear, hear outside people still singing.
Well, I have the longest hallway of all three of them. Come for a walk with me.
You see a trap door, and he takes them down there, and there's like this giant underground bunker underneath.
Just kidding. Fuck you. Now I have you. Nobody's going anywhere.
Cut back to the writer's room. Have you guys heard about this Gacy situation?
That should not
be in
this.
I think
we
should be incorporated into this.
I think that's
a bad
idea.
It's for children.
Yeah, but you gotta warn him. Gacy's targeting young guys.
We gotta warn him. I feel like this is us doing something good for the community.
All right, so we cut back to that part.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere. We're all going to be together for a while.
Snow.
Shut the fuck up.
I love snow.
Excuse me for 1 second.
Hey, what happened to our children? They were singing I Love Snow, then they came in here.
Give me a minute. You kids, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, you kids.
What are you going to do?
Shut up.
You can't kill us all.
I can kill you. I can kill you all.
They came in here during the chorus of I Love Snow. Are they in here?
Hold on. I have to flip my pancakes. Hold on.
What? What?
Panicked.
I didn't
even
think this through, you fucking idiot.
Shut
up. Why don't you kill me?
Shut
don't
up.
Kill me.
Oh, I will kill you.
Kill me.
I will kill you.
Kill me.
Yeah.
We cut to outside the door where all the parents are. He said something about he's flipping his pancakes.
Well,
how long does it take to flip a pancake? Uh-huh. Something's going on in there.
Well, when you should see Roy flip a pancake.
Maybe we should go and leave him alone because, it could take him a long time. It could be really quick.
Roy, why does it take you so long to flip a pancake? What are you talking about?
I don't like to use butter, so usually it's pretty hard to get it
off. We cut back a week in time to last time Roy is making pancakes and his family is really hungry.
Roy, the fire alarm's going off.
There's going to be no crust on the pancakes this year. No sides to it. Just whatever you get in the middle, okay, guys?
Just shut it off.
They're not cooked yet. They're watery right now. Let me just burn it till the middle is
nice. And suddenly a giant yellow dog as big as a house.
Holy fuck!
Hey!
It's Bifford! Takes the pancake in his mouth and screams because it's still in the skillet.
You greedy dog!
We cut to animal control. When are you gonna kill that Bifford? He's a menace! He smashed through my window and stole pancakes! He could have killed one of my kids! You gotta kill that fucking Bifford!
We gotta kill Bifford!
Gotta kill Bifford!
Gotta kill!
We cut back to the house that owns Bifford. Daddy, they're out on the lawn. They want to kill Bifford. They want to kill Bifford, Dad. You can't let him go out there and say something.
Listen, everybody. There's been a lot of...
We've come to kill your fucking dog!
I know!
We don't want to hear from you! Bring out the dog!
I let you jackasses talk! Let me say my piece! Bifford is adopted, and he's never hurt any of my kids. He's the sweetest boy ever.
He swallowed both my dogs, who are also adopted.
I don't know why you threw your dogs in my yard that day, but I think that's what happened.
That is not what happened.
Not all
Bifford wrecked through
up
all my fences and ate my dogs and swallowed my entire goldfish pond.
He licked my ass through my bathroom window.
Yeah, I know that, and I also know.
I know you know.
He ate an ATM machine. Yeah.
We heard you trained him to do that. You get money from Bifford. That's why you don't want to kill him.
And then I was
quickly arrested and had to serve about 7 years of a jail term.
He stuck his dick in my chimney.
He stuck his dick in your in the chimney.
Yeah.
Oh my, I'm so sorry. He's never...
We cut to that day when that happened, when the chimney sweep service... All right, you should have told this to us on the phone before we came, because this isn't something
we normally
do.
Well, I find it sort of embarrassing to talk about.
We get soot out of chimneys, not giant dog dicks. We don't have tools for that.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Call animal control or something.
Or, I mean, or you could get a lot of lube up the sides.
Get a lot of lube.
Lube
for the lubricant. Dog who's fucking my house.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get
Why
a giant
I give a
dog
birthday
dick
present too. I don't want to lube it.
What
back
are you yelling at
I
me for?
Get his dick out
Why
of
are you
chimney
getting this loud? I came here to help a giant dog dick get out of your chimney. We're on the same team here. Look, all right.
Look, guys.
Who is this asshole?
This is my
asshole
assistant.
I'm his assistant. Why do you say assistant when you're talking? You never call
my
me
brother-in-law.
No. Just say co-worker. We're co-workers. I noticed that.
You're lucky to
I noticed
have a job
that shit.
You're like, I don't really need two people to fucking clean and chimney.
Guys, your argument is turning him on even more.
That's the problem, guys. He's excited. The way to get him out of the chimney is to make him not excited. What makes a dog not excited?
Burning his dick with a fire.
I was going to say cats, but yeah, let's try fire.
Roy, get the kindling.
And scene. Poor Bifford. There you guys go. I'm surprised no one had seen it except that person. So before we take a survey, what do you think these people will say is their favorite Christmas? And we won't include live action 90 minutes, just the ones you see on TV every year. So what's going to be their favorite ones of those? You know what I'm saying?
The cartoons.
Yeah, but you can put obviously claymation.
Any Christmas special, animation. Or claymation.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Whatever.
That's the parameters.
All right. Not a movie. Not
I'm going to go Charlie Brown Christmas.
Interesting. I'm going to go Rudolph.
I was going to go Rudolph also.
Okay.
But, go ahead. Go for something crazy, man.
Go for something crazy.
What's the one with the blue Yeti guy?
That's Rudolph, dude.
Is that Rudolph?
I'll go for Frosty just to make it fun.
You know what a real good one is a Fat Albert Christmas. Mm-hmm. I know no one wants to talk about it and have fun around it. But it's heartwarming
We cut to the voiceover studio. Yeah, so we want to keep the Fat Albert Christmas special alive, but we just have to take out all the voices that Bill Cosby did. So we're just revoicing
the
entire...
I think he did all the voices.
I know, so... and we're changing up all the characters. It's not nice to call people fat. So he's just Albert.
Calls himself fat.
Not anymore. Now he's going to just say, I'm a little hungry. Hey, I'm a little hungry.
So that's his name? Little Hungry Johnson or whatever?
Hey, it's Lil Hungry. I got a good for you.
That's excellent. And Mushmouth, was that his name?
Yeah, Mushmouth.
We feel that's not nice to call attention to someone with a speech impediment. So now he's just a perfectly clear enunciator.
Listen, before we go any further, maybe I don't know if I really want to be involved anymore in this because, it is going far away from, and I understand what Bill did.
Yeah.
Believe me.
We want to get way far away from that, so we're just taking every character and just going as far away from that character as possible.
I supported Bill a long time,
I can't hear this.
He screwed me over just like everybody else. But still, this is... a very nice piece of work, and I don't think we should.
You don't think it's funny? Okay, which character would you like to keep just exactly the same?
Well, Rudy, he's just a Parliament Funkadelic type band, and he dresses pretty smooth for the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Give me a little Rudy.
Man, you're like school in the summer. No class.
This already. That is my favorite joke of all time. Don't tell anyone.
It is. That's Rudy.
I love that joke.
That's the cause, I'm afraid.
I didn't like starting out with man. That's just gender binary, and I don't like that. It has to be you folks, maybe.
Well, you folks!
Still great.
Well, you don't need any of it, right? Because it's just go, you're... Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, where are we at with the Fat Albert show recording?
Take it easy, Weinstein.
And sing. Fucking Weinstein, that was his comeback project?
Weinstein's
comeback. Was revoicing all the Fat Albert cartoons. Now, Fumons, turn your dream into reality with Squarespace. What were you talking to me about before we started recording? The different, what's grosser, pee-pee or poo-poo? Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah.
And what's your opinion on that?
Poo-poo.
Why? Why is poo-poo grosser than pee-pee? I agree with you, but why?
Because poo-poo smells worse.
It does smell worse. So this is something you like to talk about a lot. You like to sing songs about poo-poo and pee-pee.
Yeah.
You find it very entertaining.
I can sing a song about poo-poo and pee-pee right now.
Yeah, because this is the kind of song you could record. You could put it on your own website, and you could sell that song. Because poo-poo and pee-pee songs are some of the big...
This is actually real songs.
Oh, these are real songs?
No, this is a real song.
Okay, go ahead.
Poop, poop. Poo,
that is not a poo, real song.
Poo, poo. No, what? I heard it at Milo and Eli's before, for real.
You were at Milo and Eli's and you heard them playing a song that had the words poop over and over again?
Yeah, it did. Poop, 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 poop.
See,
poop.
Folks, you can have everything in your poo-poo and pee-pee Squarespace. You can have e-commerce for it. You buy the domain. They'll help you. Squarespace helps you buy the domain. They have designers that work for them to make these templates. What would you make your poo-poo and pee-pee website look like? What would be on there for people to see?
There's two poops on the side and blue lines everywhere else. And
two poops on the side, blue lines everywhere else.
And it says poop song.
Poop song. That's like the main seller.
Yes. Yeah.
And is there a t-shirt to sell or anything like that?
Yes. It's red and it got blue writing.
Red with blue writing and it says what words?
Poop, I love you.
Poop, I love you.
Poop, you are very stinky. That means I love you. Poop, I love you. Poop,
this is great. This is going to be a great site. Edit to poopilovyou.com. Squarespace.com/improv for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use the offer code improv. Save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That is weird. I love that. Daddy poopy. I can do the movie.
These are all rumors. Squarespace.com/improv.
Daddy phone is ringing.
Squarespace.com/improv. Offer code. What's the word?
Pronouncements.
That's another big word, but not the right one. The word is improv. Look at you, pronouncements. What kind of word is that for you to be saying? What's a pronouncement? You know what that is?
Keep trying.
Holy shit. Oh, we never asked the audience. So let's get the house lights up. I'll start the voting with raise your... You only can pick one. Charlie Brown Christmas, that's your favorite. Raise it if Charlie Brown... we're just going to eyeball this. Okay, that's not many. Okay. I'm putting down Frosty. Frosty is your favorite. Frosty the Snowman. Okay, that's less than Charlie Brown. Now, Rudolph, do you guys have any other nominations before I say Rudolph?
I was going to say, what number of people are sort of creeped out by all of them and don't really like any of them?
Creeped out by all of them? I would think something's wrong with them.
All right.
All of them are creepy.
Grinch.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one. Okay, Grinch. Vote for Grinch. Oh, big Grinch. Vote. Nice one, sir. Okay. Rudolph. Oh, I'd say Rudolph less than Grinch. Eyeballing it. And what's the one, the other Rankin and Bass, that's also claymation kind of, it's like something about, has the word Christmas in it. Saved Chris. When there isn't there one where you see Santa with a red beard as a as, when he was young? Like which one's guy, that?
It's like a boy and a.
What's that?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Santa Claus coming to town. Mickey Rooney. Yeah. Okay. Any other nominations, folks? You think you can beat Grinch? That's a fucking country song. There's no way that beats any of the ones we've said. So they made that into a whole half-hour cartoon? I could see that on the country music channel. What's that?
The Polar Express.
Okay. Isn't that a movie, though?
Yeah.
You just went outside of parameters, sir. Must be Jewish. Doesn't get this holiday. There aren't any fun Jewish specials during the holidays, is there? They should have at least one.
Rugrats.
Yeah. Okay.
Passover.
Okay. Is there a fun song from it?
Isn't SpongeBob that?
Huh?
Isn't that Jewish people under the sea? Someone told me that a long time ago. I've never seen the show, but...
Yeah. I honestly haven't either, but I never went to temple. who here? No, I want to go with this Misfits Toys. You guys remember the? Let's throw that Island of Misfits Toys up there. So who thinks they can go through and name why all these toys are misfits? Who thinks they can get every one of them? You do, sir? I can barely see you. Okay. Who wants to go up against this gentleman and thinks you can beat him in naming what the misfit toys do? Because we can go back and forth. You want to take him on? Okay, this will be fun. You guys, you have to shout.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll take the sound down, and we'll just go through it, and as we see them, we'll go back and forth, okay?
So pants let's go. Up, sound down.
Yeah. All right, we see this. I forgot about him, the lion that flies. What is he? Okay, stop, stop. There's one. Okay, hold. Don't shout it out. We're going to go back and forth, okay? We'll start with you.
It's a Charlie in the Box.
Oh, and that's his problem? He's just named Charlie. Yeah. Charlie
another
in the Box.
Charles in the Christmas story.
Oh, another Charles being forced into Christmas stories. Okay, ding, so you're next. Okay, Charlie in the Box. That's correct. Keep going. Okay, that's what's his name. Is his name Cornelius? Okay. If you want to fast forward, if you have the ability to go like times, that's what's his name. What's his name? Gavin.
Rudolph.
No, the boy Hermie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't? He's a big player in this. It's like he's number three on the call sheet easily. All right, here we go. Here we go. Okay, freeze. Okay, sir, you're gonna tell us what's wrong with that plane coming out of the box right there. What's his name? What's his deal?
What's his name?
You don't need his name. What's his problem? Why is he a misfit?
He cannot fly.
Is that as specific as it goes? Is it just he can't fly? Okay. I'm actually not sure, but it may be more specific. We'll find out. And we're going to go to you for the doll.
I think it's a plane that makes a train sound.
Whoa. We'll find out.
Can she steal?
I don't know. I think that's what it is.
I'm curious. He says, I would never deny you going back. What are you going to say? Oh, you're mixing too. You're mixing too. Oh no. Ma'am, what's wrong with this doll?
Oh, this is a really convoluted one. I think its name
it's really weird.
That doesn't sound solid, folks. Okay, let's keep going. Elephant. Okay, sir, what is wrong with that elephant? Freeze.
He's got pink polka dots.
That is true. I know that to be true. I could not believe that was his problem. His problem is he has pink polka dots. Is that so bad for an elephant toy? Okay. And then what else has appeared here? The train? Have we seen it yet?
Train has.
Go ahead, sir. What's the train do?
It's got square wheels.
Oh. Yeah, it's true.
All right.
Square wheels, folks. What's wrong with that tugboat?
Doesn't toss.
I gotta say, autoimmune disease.
Oh, come on. No jokes, folks. This is Improv for Humans, not some wackadoodle short form show. Okay. Keep going. Okay, what's wrong with that clown? Or is there something wrong with it? Oh. A phrase. I think we find out now. Listen to hear volume. Let's get volume, I guess I should say.
The most wonderful day of the year. A cat in the box makes all children to shout.
Wake up. Look, it's time to cut off.
When Christmas Day
what?
Is here. The most wonderful day of the year. Toys gone on, scattered on.
It's that scooter. What's its problem? What's wrong with that fire engine?
A scooter for Jimmy.
A dolly for Sue.
The kind that will even say,
how do you do?
Freeze, what's her problem with how do you do?
Not all toys have problems. Some of them are just unwanted.
Interesting. Okay, listeners back home. This guy says some of the toys don't have problems. They're just unwanted. Too many scooters. I don't know that's the message, though. I thought they all had. So she just, why does she say, how do you do? Do you guys catch that?
Do you know the answers to the questions you're asking?
No, I'm exploring this with you. I only know some of the answers. It's like I can explore the Bible and not know every answer and still be a scholar. Keep going.
Would you like to be a spotted elephant?
Or a choo-choo with square wheels on your caboose?
Why
isn't
it choo-choo?
Jelly!
Stop! That's my favorite character in the movie, folks. The water pistol that doesn't chew water shoots jelly.
So does that mean it manufactures jelly inside itself?
That's amazing! That's the most amazing toy on the whole island.
You can
island.
End world hunger with that toy. Just
the whole
jelly
island survives on the toy that shoots jelly. But look at it. It looks like a scary fucking gray gun.
Well,
it's
it
like
looks
all
like
these
it has
toys
a fuse.
And a serious gun.
It has a fuse on the end of it, right?
I think it's a pull string.
Oh, all right.
But if you watch him, because I'm obsessed with him, he always has the expression with his arms of, I didn't do it. Like, I didn't shoot that guy. Keep the song going. Watch the jelly gun.
Misfits, how would you like to be a bird that doesn't fly? I swim.
See, the bird swims.
Okay.
An ostrich. Or a bug that can't stay on a rock. We're all misfits.
If we're on the island of unwanted.
We're all misfits. It's not that we're not wanted. Okay, freeze. So we cut to like the dock of Misfit Island. Nick, stay while you're a misfit. Your name while you're a misfit.
I lack confidence.
Sir, please, I need to know what kind of toy you are.
Oh,
and
I'm sorry.
Why not having confidence would be not appropriate to what kind of toy you are.
Oh, no, well, I'm an army guy.
Folks, just a second. All right, everybody, just so we're not wasting time, when you get to the front of the line, you need to state your name, what kind of toy you are, and why you're a misfit. That means why you are screwed up and fucked up and children don't want you.
All right, well...
All right, am I clear on that? You can be broken, and if you're just unwanted, you can't come here, okay? That means
okay,
you
got
to work it more.
We are getting unemployment after this, right?
You get to survive on this island and eat jelly. That's all we promise you.
Break.
I'm a soldier. I'm an army soldier, and I guess I have a hot dog instead of a gun. But I think my real issue is that I lack confidence.
Look, every toy here lacks confidence. Let me just announce this to everybody. All right, folks, we all lack confidence. That's why you're here. You're a misfit. You're hated by kids.
I don't lack confidence.
All right, buddy.
Okay? You don't know what I got going on.
What kind of toy are you, pal?
Me? I'm a horsey horse.
What's your problem? How are you, misfit?
Someone, when they made it, they snuck two balls on there. Two big balls and no penis.
Let me see. Oh, God. Those are like realistic human-looking balls.
And I'm just going to point out, you said that without confidence.
I guess you're right.
That's true.
I've always been pretty happy with these big balls, but then when I think the fact my dick is gone, I'm like right, back in the gutter again with my feelings.
Basically, all toys should not have balls. If you have balls or a dick in your toy, just that's your problem, okay?
Oh, no. Really? Okay, bye.
No, you should be here. Back to you and your hot dog gun.
Yeah.
Does it shoot? Does the hot dog shoot something? Or is it just a hot dog?
It's just a hot dog. Why would a hot dog shoot something?
Hey, look, we got a fucking gun here. It shoots jelly. I don't know how things, the magic.
Wait, you're saying you thought it might shoot something because I was holding it in place of a gun.
Yes, it could shoot mustard or little hot dogs. I don't know.
Right. People don't see a hot dog and assume, like, I'm a dummy for holding a hot dog. They assume the hot dog is lethal. That's what you're saying?
People assume toys are fun, actually. That's what they assume, all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just saying, maybe what you're really saying is if I owned holding a hot dog a little bit more, I could sell it better.
All right, let me say something the whole line. I'm not here to give you confidence, okay? Let's not turn the front of the line into a therapy session. I'm just trying to find out how you're screwed up and what your name is and where you'll live on the island and what you'll do here. Okay, another question. Have you ever thought of just putting down the hot dog and picking up a gun and then you've
And hurting myself?
No, just then you'd be a real soldier. Just you need a gun. Or is it that every time you have a gun, it turns into a hot dog magically?
Oh, are you asking me that?
I don't know. You know what? Get this guy out of here.
When is it going to be my turn?
Step up. What's your name? What kind of toy are you?
My name is Chugs. I'm a choo-choo train.
Checks the choo-choo train?
Chugs.
Chugs. So far, so good. What's your problem?
Well, when the Menendez brothers were put to death, they spoke a dark oath, and their spirits were intertwined and sent inside of me. Chugs.
You're saying your problem is you're possessed?
I'm a vessel for the dark spirits, formerly known as the Menendez.
I gotta put down
brothers.
One word. There's only this one little place for me to put a word. So I'm just gonna put possessed, okay? I'll put dark spirits. Dark spirits.
I feel like you spent a lot of time with that last guy. You're sort of rushing me through. It's pretty hard having the Menendez brothers inside of your soul.
I wasn't aware they were put to death.
Yeah, they fried.
All right, end scene. Oh, my goodness. Holy shit.
Let me apologize to the Menendez brothers because they are big fans of Improv for Humans.
Yeah, that's why I stopped.
And they are still alive,
just a little
right?
joking around. We know you guys are alive and chilling and everything. So what up? Happy holidays and everything else.
Watch us find out, like, the Menendez brothers have, like, some huge, vengeful fan base that's like, they're talking about the Menendez brothers. Like,
right. So I brought one of my toys that I got as a kid.
Do you guys know what this is?
You're sort of palming it.
Let me see.
This was very popular in, like, let me think. Don't shout it out if you know. I'm going to give these guys up here a chance first.
Is it like a James Bond car?
It is.
Wow.
It's a James Bond car.
That's cool.
Austin Martin?
Austin is it, Powers Martin.
What is it called?
What's Aston the, Martin.
Aston Martin.
Austin Martin's where all the cool bands play.
Hey, this is Martin's. Just show up, man. The bands are always great. We're in Austin, duh.
We cut to these tourists walking down 6th Street in Austin.
I just want some Indian jewelry. Make sure I don't go back to the hotel without picking some of that up.
Spending all our money on that goddamn jewelry.
I'm not spending all our money. A nice considerable chunk of it. But I told you when we were all saving that I wanted to spend most of our money on Indian jewelry.
Well, not just
$5 shots, alternative rock and roll Indian jewelry. Cheese dogs, alternative rock.
He's got everything over there.
Yeah, and luckily he'll take some of our...
Hey, what's up, guys? With some alternative rock, we got $5 shots in there. We got some Indian jewelry in there. We got Longhorns hats.
Yeah, who's playing tonight?
We got the Austin Alternative Rockers. They're playing tonight. They're the best band in all of Texas. Have you ever heard of the Austin Alternative Rockers?
No, but we're tourists.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the tourists are playing at midnight.
Wait.
We're playing at midnight?
No, no, a band called the Tourists, buddy. Come on.
Hold on a minute.
Well, how are we supposed to...
Did you bring your guitar?
Of course. I always do.
Buddy, if you give us a microphone, we can play tonight.
I'll tell you what. If you guys give me $100 each, I'll let you play one song tonight after we close.
How about I give you $1,000 worth of Indian jewelry?
We got to the closing time. People are leaving. And all right, guys, your band can play now.
Where
the
are
Indian
we going to get $1,000 of Indian jewelry?
Where's the Indian jewelry?
Let us finish the song.
That briefcase?
If the place fills up again, you owe us $100.
The place is definitely not filling up because we told everybody to leave.
When they started,
I made a deal with you guys. $1,000 of Indian jewelry, and I let you play one song like you're a real rock band.
They're gonna hear our song, and they're not gonna resist. Be able to resist.
I tell you what, if somehow I'll make you a deal, and I never make deals like this, double or nothing on the $1,000 of Indian jewelry.
Wait, Frank, you're making a deal?
Look,
you never make deals.
I know. But I'm going to show these tourists.
I don't need $2,000 worth of Indian jewelry. She's got enough Indian jewelry.
I'll do it for that. So, what's the deal? Let's just say what it is.
So we cut to them, and they're up on stage plugging in their instruments. And the deal has been made that if somehow their song is so good that people out on the streets hear it and want to come back in and pay more money to see them, then they win. And if people don't care, the bar owner wins. All right, guys, you're plugged in. Go.
One.
I'm going to turn you up real loud. We're opening up the window so everyone can hear, too.
Well, right? As long as the mix stays good.
Are you saying don't turn it too loud?
Don't turn it louder than the mix will allow.
Yeah, don't get your jerk-off guy behind the mixing board. We want the real guy.
Yeah, we want the guy we paid for. We paid $100. I paid $100.
Jiggling the
she
math
paid $1,000 in Indian jewelry.
Guys, it'll be...
We don't want volume at the expense of... clarity.
Yeah.
Excuse me, all three of you. I'm a local radio programmer, and I have a couple hours to fill in the afternoon. And there's something about your bickering that's...
What do you mean? I haven't even started playing it. You just like their...
No, you. You're a big part of this.
Oh, thanks.
You and these two. How'd you like to come bicker about this deal on my airwaves? 5 days a week, 3 hours a day.
So we're tourists. I mean, we.
But they ended up, you know, a tourist is just someone who doesn't live in a town yet. And those guys, they moved there because they saw an opportunity with their lives. Because just like A Star Is Born, sometimes you just got to drop that catering job and just jump on stage and take a chance. And they did. And it was successful for 3 years. Bickering about the parameters of going on after hours at a bar.
Let's pick up where we left off yesterday, which was, if you recall, in the past 3 years, we've been talking about how we were just going down the street looking for Indian jewelry at first, right?
I didn't even want to be looking for anything. I want to be in the hotel room.
Yeah. Guys, sorry, just so you know, we got a lot of callers on the line. A lot of people want to weigh in about the parameters.
And then I remember. Let's take a caller.
Yeah, hi, a long-time fan, big fan. Been
Thanks,
following
buddy.
Since the beginning.
Thanks, buddy.
I find it questionable that the two tourists want to pay $1,000 in Indian jewelry, but only want $100 worth of cash in return. I think they're overvaluing the Indian jewelry, and they know it. I'm going to hang up and listen to your response.
No, stay on the line. I want you to hear this. Oh.
Yeah, well, we talked about this a year and a half into talking about these parameters, that none of that Native American jewelry is authentic. And it's not turquoise. It's just quartz. Painted turquoise, and so there's very little value to it. We've kind of worked past that point.
A lot of it was blue gum.
Yeah.
A lot of it was blue gum.
Like chiclets? A lot of it was chiclets, not real turquoise. So the value, I think that's one point of the parameters we've come to terms with is
like who,
the value.
I think I was ripped off when I purchased Indian jewelry.
Right, next caller.
It's weird that a longtime fan would have brought up an issue that we'd already dealt with.
Yeah, that's...
I'm sorry, I must have missed that. All right, thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thanks.
Wow. Anyway, next caller. You're listening to the show where we talk about the parameters of a bet setup.
And guys, it's been 3 years. We're way more advanced in this argument than some of you have been picturing.
Next caller.
I had a question. When you said you would open the doors and turn up the volume of the music, I think you should specify, are you turning up all the way or you're just turning it up from where it is now? Are you blasting it? Because technically,
Good question, caller. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, there was a piece of tape on the board, and the piece of tape had, with black marker written, this is where it should go. But obviously, you know, Jeff got one of the jerk-off guys back there to run the mixer. And so we almost started at a disadvantage because we are much lower than the mill rate.
Can I interject? This is how a bar works. You turn up the volume when people are exiting. You're trying to make it annoying for them. You're trying to get you put on a song they're not going to like. You try to get them out the door. As soon as the doors close, people are cleaning up. You turn down the music to a reasonable level. But for these guys, I was going to turn it back up and open the windows to give them a fighting
up to
chance.
What, though? Up to what?
A normal level to the
normal.
Tape. To the tape. To the black tape.
Normal. I'm sorry. How do you guys...
We're a live act. You're treating us like a
PA
system.
You know what? This is bullshit. I quit this show.
Whoa.
What? There's a point we should have settled 9 months ago.
I told you the last time you did this, one more time, and it's done. Is it done?
This show's nothing without me. It'll just be two tourists agreeing with themselves about the parameters of a bet. They don't know the bar business.
All you had to do was have another mark, maybe of a different color, so then you could write on that mark, exit mark, when people are leaving.
You know nothing about a soundboard, you dumb tourist.
We cut to 6 months later. Now they both have less successful separate radio shows where they still talk about the parameters of the bet, but there's no bickering. And it's in the same radio station. They follow each other. And it's the transition time between the two shows. All right, folks, so I'll see you Monday, where we'll be talking about volume controls and how obvious it is where the black tape is. Have a good weekend.
That was Frankie, the bar owner.
Thanks, up, Frank. Thanks, Frank. Good show, as always.
How are the kids?
Good. They're good. Great.
We got a...
How are the holidays? How's holidays going?
Oh, one, we gave each other Mercedeses.
We finally bought a house. We stopped staying in that motel.
The one with the weird room in the middle. It's really long.
Mm-hmm. And that dungeon. You know, did we tell you we found a dungeon under there?
I heard rumors about that. There's a dungeon in that motel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Homeless people started sleeping underneath our bed. It was time to move on. But that's like good. I said, a great Christmas.
Hey, man, I miss you guys.
Hey, don't do this, man. I don't know.
Nah.
We both have very successful shifts here at the station.
I know.
And, you know, sometimes as good as things are, sometimes all things have to go and end, you know?
It's just, I got a call the other day. Madison Square Garden, they want us to do a reunion show.
That's not how that works. The venue doesn't make those calls.
It was
set up through booking agents, and
it was James Dolan, the owner of the New York Knicks.
Oh, that is for real.
It is for real. As you know, we are ping pong buddies.
And then we're just going to go right into the story from where we met you. How long is the show supposed to be? This is New Year's Eve, right?
New Year's Eve. I told him it was crazy. We'd never do it. But, you know, I see you guys, and I don't know. I miss the magic of the bickering.
Yeah, you know, most of what we do right now is we pretty much say, yeah, you got it, you're right, and I don't know if it...
And then we give the time and temperature.
The temperature,
we call it. That's our slant.
Let's do it right now. It's 9:30 p.m.
78 degrees.
Temperature.
Yeah. Congrats on that. I saw your temperature app, too, really took off.
It's a great app.
Yeah. Also, you guys have like a temperature door?
Temperature.
What's it?
Temperature.
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 Okay, I think that's what I said.
You said temperature.
I don't know if that's what you said.
You know what? That's definitely what I said.
Hold on. The ratings machine's spitting out these crazy numbers.
Wait, we've been broadcasting? That means we can play it back and see what you said.
Rewind it.
So I hear you guys have this app that's... I love you guys. More than I've ever loved my own family. More than any love I've ever found from even my own child.
Stop it.
I heard temperature.
And scene, folks. Temperature.
In 2018, Airwolf published
107 poopy teas.
That's over 1,591 hours. It's 66 days worth of podcast listening.
And a year ago.
Go see your favorite episode on
this
playlist they made.
Okay.
Check out the new shows. What better place to start than the best episode of the year? Go find out your Earwolf picks of 2018.
You are weird. You are
I'm not weird. Go to earwolf.com picks. That's P-I-C-K-S to see the selections. I don't even think I picked mine, but check it out. Earwolf Pack Picks 2018. Tell us your favorite episode of 2018 with the hashtag Earwolf Picks.
So weird. Daddy is weird.
few months. It's a new year. It's time to sign up for some UCB classes. Go to UCBtheater.com. See the specials we have on new classes signing up in 2019, our special class intensives, and of course, as always, the UCB Improv Comedy Manual available on Amazon or our UCB store at UCBtheater.com/store.
And a pizza poop.
Pee break.
Let me see the car. What's the car?
Oh, yeah. There you go. What do you think these features are? These guys are looking at my toy car, the James Bond car. So tell me what you think's happening on it.
Well,
there's many features.
Okay. It's missing the tire.
Right.
I don't know if that's a special James Bond
time.
Invention or is that a good thing?
That's
doesn't
the
have a tire?
Enemy of time.
What's the enemy of time?
No.
Space?
Time is the enemy of that car.
Well, it's got these wheel rippers here.
Yeah, so it has these little things that pop out of the wheels that cut up the other car's wheels.
When you're driving really close next to a car.
Okay.
It's got a sunroof that sort of just tips inward and hits the driver and passenger in the head.
Okay, that's a clue to what it's really. It's supposed to go outward. There's
okay.
an ejection seat.
Oh,
do you guys remember that from that James Bond movie?
So how do you eject?
Well, it's broken at this point, but it used to be you could the little bad guy would fit in the passenger seat and you could eject him out. Isn't
right.
that cool.
Mm-hmm.
What else? There's at least two other things. Machine guns in the front.
Hood open. Oh, yeah, machine guns in the front.
And then what's that thing on the back?
Oh, my God.
That's
is it a bulletproof?
Yeah, bulletproof shield.
Thing that...
Now, who knows the movie well enough to know what else the car does that is not featured in the toy? License plate changes. That's cool. I could use that in the quick pass.
The rims can come up like almost like knives and cut the other wheels up and such.
Yep, we said that one. It was the first one. Oil comes out. I would like that. Does it drop anything besides oil?
Spikes.
Spikes, that's right. That's very cool. Isn't it?
Rockets in the headlights.
Are you just guessing? That sounds good. That sounds good. So we cut to a used car lot. Yeah, it doesn't have any wheels. That is a problem. But it's got machine guns. Comes out in the front. They're not loaded. That's a bulletproof thing on the back there.
Do I need a gun license for it?
You know what, buddy? That's not my purvey. Like I honestly would check that before using your machine gun.
Who do I ask that? I ask that.
I would call the police or something.
Okay. We cut to him calling the police.
How you doing? The police department.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Get to it. A lot of people in the community need my help.
Okay. If I was going to purchase a car, but the car has machine guns that come out of it.
Right.
But they don't fire. What type of permit do I need? Permit.
If they've been deactivated, you don't need any kind of permit. If you're going to put actual live ammunition in there, you're going to need a gun license.
We cut to a body shop. I tell you what I can do. I can make a jelly shoot out of it. I once tried to make it do with water, but the jelly is the only fluid that stays consistent, that's legal.
Now, do I have to refill it with jelly, or is it a self-sustaining...
It's not fucking magic, man. Yeah,
I was
going to
say,
it.
Infinite jelly? Yes, please.
Tony, what did this guy just ask you? Did he ask if they had if it was going to make infinite jelly?
He did. Hey, you fucking asshole.
I don't know about cars. I don't know anything about cars. I just drive it. I never tried to fix one. I don't know.
There's no self-perpetuating anything, all right? Except for humans making shit, asshole.
That's not actually true. A human eventually dies.
Smart guy.
A human dies. A human has a shelf life, you know? If a dead body kept shitting, you'd be right.
So we cut to, he does get it all rigged up. I get some new tires on it. he gets fully big jelly cartridges hooked up to it. And he's pulling up to pick up his first a date for the first time that he's just meeting.
Hey, come on in.
Ooh, nice car.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Let me just... Oh, whoops. I accidentally pressed the jelly gun button.
What is that?
Didn't mean to do that. Oh, that
shoots jelly all over her white car that's parked out on the street.
Oh, no. My white car.
Oh, man.
Hey, what's going on out there?
Go back to bed. Sorry.
Don't tell me to go back to bed. There ain't no goddamn penis car, sir.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on now?
My jelly gun accidentally went off and went on her.
You got a license for that?
Do I was told I didn't need a license for it as long as I don't put live ammunition in it.
No, there's going to be raccoons out here.
That's not against the law.
No, that's not against the law. We don't want raccoons anymore.
What do you mean anymore? That means they're here already.
A big raccoon problem. You start spreading jelly on the car.
I think you always have
I had to stick a pitchfork into a raccoon in front of my two kids. We don't want any more raccoon here.
That sounds traumatic for a kid to have to see that.
You ever seen her?
The raccoons coming back.
No, they're not coming back. It's just jelly again. This time we are prepared.
Again.
Go to bed like a good little girl. Finally, the police are here.
All right. What happened here?
Officer, I was picking a young lady up on a... You want to turn your radio down a little bit?
No, I don't. Hands up against the car. Who's this fucking asshole?
What? Are you kidding me?
All right, what kind of guns are these popping out of the front
of
your car?
They're jelly guns. They're jelly guns.
These are real machine guns. They've been jerry-rigged to shoot jelly.
What's a real machine gun? A machine gun's just a gun that shoots bullets, right? Any gun... Like, I already talked to the police about this, so I am in the clear. And I
talk to who? Who? I know everybody on the force.
There's no one. See him down there at the end of the block?
Oh, that's another raccoon.
Starting down. I see his eyes glinting.
Well, he's... What is that? Like, you know his look that he gives before he's like, ooh, jelly.
I know you spread jelly all over the street. The raccoons are going to come back.
We cut to later that night. All the police... Yeah, as you know, towed away the car and everything, but there are indeed still jelly remnants everywhere, and it's that time of night, you know, like around 3:30 a.m., where every good person who doesn't have a legitimate job should be asleep. But you hear something.
Hey guys. Hey guys, there's some jelly on the street.
Hold up. You're calling me right now and you're telling me there's jelly on the street?
Yeah.
You know that I have a basement full of peanut butter I got to get rid of.
I know. That's why I'm calling you.
Holy
I know
it's 3:30
in the morning.
All these raccoons are gathering at the stinkiest trash can in the neighborhood and gossiping.
What? Did I hear jelly's around?
Yeah, the jelly's back. It's back.
It's back.
Yeah, remember when that jelly truck spilled over in the middle of the street?
Of course I do. That's what brought me to this neighborhood.
That's right. Jelly's been drying up. Showed up unexpectedly.
We all became addicted to it.
Can we all agree, by the way, this is not the stinkiest garbage can in the city? Maybe it was 10 months ago, but
wait,
not
in the
anymore.
City or the neighborhood?
What is it? What are the parameters?
And seeing the best raccoon. Talk show and test. Let's go to the audience. We haven't gone to the audience. I've turned my back to a lot of the audience here. Let's get the... yeah, there we go. Does anyone have a real resolution for the new year? Not a fake one, but like a real one that you'd like to share with us right now that we could talk... Yeah, oh, I see a hand right there. Not eating red meat. The way she said it was a little patronizing because she's implying the rest of us are. Okay, that's a worthy one. I don't even have to ask you about that. That's obvious why that's good. What else? Let me hear some other ones. That's it? Just red meat? Just her? Everyone else is like, I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. No, you, sir, you're not going to change it all in the new year?
Oh, I don't want to create something.
You don't want to create something fake? Okay. Oh, you do want to create something. I thought you meant right now. I don't want to create something for you.
Is it like a red meat sculpture creation?
He wants to eat all the meat she's not eating. So, don't make it a baby. You're too young. Okay. Make it like art of some kind. Anyone else from this section? We need a resolution of the way you're changing in the new year. Anyway? Anyone? Nothing. Come on.
They all look pretty good.
Losing weight seems to be, is there no other way people change?
Don't discourage him from losing weight.
What did a frog have sex with a pig?
Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you. Why not? One more in the back. To get your car cleaned. Keeping it clean.
The inside or the outside?
Oh, okay. That says more than the outside. It does, because outside, that's almost shallow. It's about the inside of your car. Three-year-old? Okay, you're scapegoating the three-year-old. Is any of it yours? Is any of it yours in there? Is there any gum in there? Okay, three-year-olds don't chew gum. See, she's part of the problem. We cut to her with her therapist just breaking down this horrible part of her life.
And my car is just a complete wreck, you know.
Right.
And honestly, it'd be easier if I didn't have a three-year-old, you know.
Sure.
So, sure. I mean, I'm not.
They make a big mess.
Yeah, a really big mess.
Have you thought about cleaning the car, keeping it tidy?
Well, when you have a three-year-old, you're always busy. You don't got time. Get there, sure, and keep your house, sure, clean. Sure. I'm going to keep your car clean.
But just maybe setting a schedule, and then we're going to have to wrap it up soon. But,
what?
just keeping a schedule.
Sorry, you're going to answer that. You're going to respond to me, and then we're going to start wrapping it up, right?
What?
What you're saying right now isn't the final word. I'm making that clear. You're going to say what you're going to say, and after that, we're going to start wrapping it up, right?
Sure, you can have a response.
Okay, great.
Maybe setting up days of the week to tidy up, like Monday, Tuesday. And that's the song. That's the song that tells us it's time to wrap it up, that it's really getting to be time.
All right, so it's time to wrap it up. Let's start wrapping it up.
Okay.
That's fine. Okay.
Dun 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 dun.
I don't fucking like your wrap up song. All right, I want to say
I don't have any control
session
over the wrap up song.
How could you not have control?
It's mandated by the therapist union.
By the therapist union? Yeah, you have to pipe that into every room at the end of the session. I think that's bullshit.
Look, I don't make the rules.
You don't make. Do you have a supervisor? Can I speak to a
want to talk
therapist
to
with more authority?
We cut to this guy's lawyer. So you want to sue your therapist because you feel like the cutoff music is taking up a lot of your session.
Yeah. Yes. That's why. Yeah. I feel like.
By the way, we're almost out of time.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, I get. I'm charging you by the hour too.
All right. Well, we're almost out of time, so I hope us talking about how we're almost out of time will be added on to the end of
ding,
the original.
Dong, ding, dong,
are you kidding me?
Sorry.
Are you kidding me? I do not like that.
Ding, dong, ding, dong.
I don't like this.
I'm gonna go to a lawyer. This music follows him as he leaves. the building down the street, and now he's back in bed with his wife. And, you know, sometimes you just work off the frustrations of a week with just passionate sex, and you just right in the middle of it. Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. Keep going. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Such a hard week. Just do me as hard as you want. Okay. Oh,
I'm going to go for a while.
No.
This will take a long time.
Actually, no. You have about 2-3 minutes.
2 or 3 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Which is it?
Keep going.
Which
is it?
Don't start. Pause the clock. Pause the clock.
I can't.
Keep. What do you mean you can't?
It's a time. You can't stop time. That'd be. No.
Well, that's it.
Let's just keep going.
Okay, fine. I know this song so well by now. They only have 24 bars left. I don't think I'm going to come in time.
He's in his deathbed years later. When you're in dementia of near death, like memories from the past start to mix with the present, you don't know where you're at that point. That's the unfortunate part of being old. And
my 3-year-old caused my car to be clean. No, it wasn't clean. It was dirty. Oh no.
Wait, Daddy, Biffer put his penis in another chimney.
What should I do here? I guess I'll call a chimney sweep.
Sir.
Hey Lyle, you wanna kill our parents?
I sure guess.
This is cool. We're actually inside this thing, man.
Yeah.
Oh fuck, wait.
What? Back to the present. He comes cognizant that he's in a ICU. And there's nurses around him, and they're whispering. And,
oh, shit.
And he's in an ICU. He's mixing memories. He's doing his mixing memory thing now.
It sounds like he's schizophrenic or something.
Yeah, no, you can always tell when they start mixing memories.
I wasn't mixing them. I could hear you. You're talking really loud. It's kind of rude, actually.
Sir, you're mixing memories.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to give you something to calm you down.
He's suddenly little again. He's stepping up to the plate.
Oh, whoa.
And the bases are loaded, and it's the ninth inning, and there's there's two outs. All right, we're counting on you.
All right, this is a lot of pressure.
It's not a lot of pressure. Just do your best.
Do your best.
Better fucking do this.
What the hell?
I know I said do your best so everyone can hear it, but you better do your best, or the rest of your life will be fucking ruined.
No.
And it's
moment,
the ninth
do your best.
Oh, it's the ninth inning of the memory mixing baseball game.
Wait, what?
The ball for this inning is going to be a golf ball.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh, and pitching is James Bond car that shoots jelly. This Dominican left-hander is on fire this year.
Memory mixing classic is off to the races.
I'm the catcher. The gun is squirting jelly.
Oh, no. I can't comprehend the rules of the game. Oh, no.
The golf ball comes. It comes closer and closer. He swings at the golf ball, but if you ever swung a bat at just a baseball, it's hard. So imagine a golf ball. So he swings, but
it's a soft chip down the line drive.
It's going. It looks like it's going to go out. It's going to be a home run, and we see the outfielder going back towards the fence. Is he going to catch it, or is it going to be a home run? And now we're back to that. We don't know, because now we're back to the ICU.
Oh, there he
went to another memory mix. Were you in a memory mix?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know how it ended.
Hey, who won the memory mix classic? I had 200 on...
The jelly car.
The jelly car.
Oh, really? Well, it seemed, I gotta be honest with you, it seemed like...
The Austin jelly cars.
It's, you know what? It's unclear.
Suddenly the doctor, his doctor that he's had for 30 years walks in.
Hi.
How's it going?
Not great.
You're right. In fact, we need to face the reality that you only have 2 to 3 minutes left.
Which,
we need to,
which is it, two
up.
Or 3 minutes?
I don't want to be sued for malpractice and say three and then you
I'm not going to sue
two.
You. I'm not going to spend my last couple minutes being petty. I just want to know what you have.
I have to say 2 to 3 minutes.
You have to say 2 to 3 minutes? What the fuck is that?
That's your life.
No. Well, I guess I'd like to thank my parents for bringing me into the world in the first place. I'd like to not thank my Little League coach. And I'd like to thank Jelly Gun most of all. All right, bye.
And we see a giant angelic Bifford come and take him by the scruff of his neck.
What the fuck is happening?
And bound up a golden stairway.
This is the afterlife. A giant dog grabs me by the neck and carries me up a staircase. Where's
you're
it
a dog
me?
Toy for eternity.
I don't want to be a dog toy.
Folks, wake up. This has been improv for humans. The high holiday special, Horatio, Gavin, Gimber, Licking. Give them a hand. Contact them on Twitter and social media of all sorts. And tell them how much you love them. And we love you guys. Improper Humans, watch, it's a podcast, listen to it, it's for free on Earwolf. What else can I say? Oh, go to mattbester.com. I have lots of things coming up here and in San Francisco I want you to know about. Happy holidays, goodbye, get out of here, thanks.
Be a good human, listen to Matt's new improvised series My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, out now on Stitcher Premium. Check out Matt Besser's Patreon podcast called Professor Besser. Listen to Stolen Idea, Matt, Bobby and Brett's epic punk rock musical on Stitcher Premium, and tell your friends. Rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends about the best podcast in the universe. Music by Dragoon. This has been Improv for Humans.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the Improv Fantasy Podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You want to see my collection of men corpses and one woman?
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer. Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins has crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos, ruler of the Eighth Circle.
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.